Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. It is half an hour before I actually start my show, but I'm doing it early today. So good morning. Good morning, audience. Good morning. I'm hoping that you are tuning in. We have been, this is Jamie's Journal, and we have been talking about journaling. Journaling is such an important thing for us in life today, and I can't tell you how important it is. When you journal, it is something that is very important, is very effective, and you got to take the proper steps. Some people just write, and that's great. Some people do that, and that's wonderful. But other people do things in different ways, and that's what we're talking about today. We are literally talking about journaling. We are talking about the proper, effective ways to journal. And this month we're talking about activating your journal, which is important because at times we think, okay, well, why do I have to activate my journal? You got to activate your journal to sometimes even just to make it through a process, make it through a system, make it through certain circumstances and situations. You know, activating your journal is very, very important. And we have been running, if you have not been hearing, we have been running through this month. This is the second week of April. I want to say October, but it's April. This is April 8th. We've been talking about connection. We've been talking about strategy. We've been talking about mindset, which I don't remember doing. We've been talking about, and today is about attitude. Attitude. I didn't put attitude in my thing, but I'm gonna do it now. And attitude is important. Because despite of what you are going through, despite of the pain, the frustration, people that are telling you no, people are not signing up, people are not moving forward, people are not gravitating towards you and your show, people are not doing what they need to do and do it effectively. Ladies and gentlemen, that's all part of doing what is necessary to get it done. Doing what is necessary to get it done, you know. I see Dr. Artis stands in the queue. Let's see if she has her headset today. Oh, it's a little rainy out this morning. Good morning, Dr. Artis Fan. Are you there?
I am here. I do have my headset, and it is rainy. I am mobile.
Well, at least you're mobile. Awesome. So how are you this morning?
You know, I am well. I'm making the sunshine and all this rain. It's such a wonderful day. It looks amazing to look at the trees and what the trees are doing this morning. They're like little tiny buds that are just peeking their heads out. They're ready to come through, and I know sooner or later we're going to see the beautiful, gorgeous leaves as they come on the trees. So it's an amazing route this morning, looking at all of God's creation. I'm activating my eyesight this morning to see the beauty of the work of the Lord.
What does that mean? Does that mean she doesn't have glasses on, ladies and gentlemen?
And I
do. She's activating her eyesight. What could that mean?
This morning I'm looking through a different eye. Yes, it's raining, and yes, the windshield wipers are going. However, I'm looking at the beauty in the background that the sun is just fighting. It's fighting hard. I can see it just trying to come through these clouds. So, wow, it's amazing. Just see it in my eyesight. It's awesome. Awesome, awesome. Back to you, Jason.
Yeah, awesome. You sound rested and you know, don't work too hard, whatever you do. But
you know,
I wanted to say, uh-huh.
I was going to say, it's amazing that you would say that because I was on a hangout last night, one of Shay and Trevor's, had an amazing hangout last night. And, of course, I did not even get until about 2:30 this morning. So,
oh, my God.
I am just filled from energy from that amazing hangout last night. Yeah, you know, it's just carrying over into things. Just carrying over, you know. But back to you. Back to the subject matter.
2:30. I was on. But actually, I'm going to be on the hangout tonight. I'm nervous with Mr. Terrence Leffridge. I know I sent you the link, so make sure you check her email. I'm nervous. we talked for like 2 hours and some things that we had to go over, and he told me some good stuff, but, you know, he was real and, you know. But tonight, I'm going to be on Mr. Terrence Leffert's hangout, so make sure you tell me how it looked, how I sound.
You'll be fine.
I'm
with
nervous.
Mr. Unstoppable. Look, you know, Mr. Unstoppable has been there, what, at least once or twice on our show. And he has activated live when he came in with his energy. So you're going to go out there tonight and you're going to do likewise. I mean, the listening audience is going to be amazed and they're going to be get a lot of content from just whatever the subject matter is for tonight. You'll do a great job. I'm in your corner. Go ahead. Back to you,
I'm excited she's in my corner. She has always been my corner, and I'm excited. I'm excited because I'm flexible, and I'm ready to do this thing. So I remember just one day just jumping out and just doing this. And ever since she has been with me a year, and I'm thankful that she is here and in my corner because, you know, sometimes I get on the off end, but she pushes me back to the deep end. So let's talk about activating our attitude. And I have a couple experiences. I don't know if Arlene does, but I know I have a couple experiences with my attitude. Sometimes, you know, we're not in the best of moods. You know, we wake up grumpy. We wake up tired. We wake up, oh, my God, do I have to get up? Oh, my goodness, it's cold out. Yesterday it was warm out. You know, we're running through different seasons and different times, and our allergies are acting up, and different things are going on. And, oh, my God, I got in the bed last night at, like, I think I fell asleep at like 11:30 because, you know, I had a long day and then I had a long night. And then this morning I woke up and I was like, oh, my God, I got to get up again and get this stuff done. But, you know, it depends on your attitude, you know. A lot of times your attitude can affect your whole day. You know, your attitude can affect your strategies, your planning, and everything that's going on, it can affect so much, but we don't think of it when we wake up in the morning. We're like, oh, you know, and I can't remember the last time I really woken up and not wanting to get up. I can't remember the last time because I'm always getting the value and the stories and the plan. So, you know, I can't remember the last time I said, oh, I don't want to wake up today. I want to just lay in the bed and just chill out. Or some days I do because of my allergies. But activating your attitude is important. You know, when's the last time you woke up frustrated? You woke up with a big, big attitude. You said, don't talk to me unless I have my coffee. Don't talk to me unless I have my tea or my water or whatever that you're drinking. Sometimes it could be just a beverage, you know. Just don't talk to me at all. You know, my name's not important. So what do you have to say about this, Dr. Arlene Spann?
Yeah, attitude is important because there are times, you know, someone else might be able to affect the situations that's going on around you, but they honestly cannot affect your attitude because you have a choice when it comes to attitude. You have a choice regarding if you're going to respond in like kind, if they're all mean and obnoxious and everything towards you. You have the right, I'm going to be mean and obnoxious right back, or you have the right to say, listen, I'm going to show them the other side. Let me flip the coin. Let me let them see that no matter what they are doing and their actions, they're not going to take me out of my character. Does that happen all the time? No. Does it play out that way all the time? No. But do we want to be able to display the proper attitude? Yes, especially when you're a business person and people are looking at you and they want to know, how are you going to respond or how are you going to handle the situation at hand? So do we wake up every morning in the proper attitude when it comes to family and friends? No, we don't. But one thing I can say is that for Arlene, I work towards having the best possible attitude that I can. Does it always work? No, it doesn't. But as long as you know, at least in my head, as long as I know, that I'm working towards having the best possible attitude I can have, then I know I'm a better person as a result of that. So check out your attitude. Check out your responses. Check out how you show up. I got to show up from last night. You know, they had Mr. Andy Henriquez, you know, show up for your life. Just check out how you show up. Okay, back to you, Jamie.
It is. It depends on how you show up, you know. And I did. I made sure I texted Dr. Owen Spann. I said, look, you know, some things are going on, so I'm going to have this show a half an hour early. And she showed up. So it is important that whatever you do, wherever you go, that you arrive and you make it active. You activate whatever the day is, whatever the time is, whatever is going on. You make the best of your ability to do what is needed to be done. Because, you know, there are times when, shoot, you want to lay in the bed. You want to, you know, do things another way. But at times you can't. So even if you feel in your worst, I mean, there's days when I woke up and I felt my worst, but I still tried to make it through my day in the best of my ability, even though you wake up with cramps or you may wake up with something just not right in your system, you know. I still try and make it to the best of my ability to smile, to put on a happy face and say, okay, you know, after I'm gonna really do what I need to do to get this thing done and make it happen, whether I have to drink a soda, whether I have to, you know, do what you have to do after. But a lot of times I remember being in sales jobs, and I was smiling to the best of my ability, you know, whether my stomach was turning knots or, you know, whether my stomach was acting funny, you know. I would still say, yeah, you know, put on that happy face because in business, whether you're in the world or you're not, you still got to act like you are the princess of your business. You still got to act nice, you know, no matter how grumpy your manager is or your supervisor or your CEO, you still got to act your best attitude because there are times when people don't want to be around you, but guess what? you got to put on that smile and say, hey, anyway, and, you know, good morning, good night, good evening, anyway. You know, and honestly, there have been times I haven't been feeling up to date. I haven't been feeling like a energy person because of my allergies. But guess what? I'm still getting up. I'm still making it happen. I'm still activating my attitude because things need to change. Every day, people are pointing out things I need to do, and I'm like, what? You know, and guess what? I still have a good attitude. I'm still smiling. I'm still, you know, receiving it and just going with the smile, whether there's a problem or there's not. I still go in with the smile and say, okay, well, we'll try and figure it out. We'll try and work it out, and we'll try and see what we can do. Because I am here to help everyone activate not only your attitude, but your lifestyle. And there is nothing more than going into your day and having a grumpy and nasty attitude, which at times I try not to, you know. And if you do, what are some ways, Arlene, that we can give people, you know, if we are the grumpiest person, you know, in our life, you know, what are some ways that we can try and turn the situation around and make it happen for their good?
Excellent question. Well, one of the things I think is to remember that a frown is simply a smile that is turned upside down. So you want to put in your mind that you walk around with a smile. And therefore, when your voice, when people hear you, have you ever heard anyone say, she has a smile in her voice, or he has a smile in his voice, and you're talking to them on the phone, and you're like, how do they know that? Well, when you do that repeatedly, when you allow yourself, I mean, just like Jamie said, find yourself a mirror somewhere and kind of go and practice on smiling, because then it will show through in your voice. Will that mean that everything is going perfect and fine for that day? No, it won't. In your world, you are allowing the better energies to be focused on you. See, you want to have the energy that comes towards you that's positive. So if you walk around wearing a smile, that would be my tip of the day, is that you wear a smile not only on the outside externally, but wear that smile on the inside so that when it comes through, then people will know that it's authentic. Then people will know that you're genuine. And then when things are really, really down for you, that same smile that you're wearing on the inside will some way, somehow, come up and you say, I should be having a grumpy day, but for some reason, things are working out okay. I mean, I know that they just gave me the pink slip, and I know, but I'm still okay with this. I'm okay with me, because your attitude is within you. So you have to be okay with you first before you're able to help John and Susan and Mary and Joe and Frank, and the list goes on. So check out your attitude concerning you first. And then you'll be surprised how it'll trickle over into other people. So my tip or advice would be, check out your attitude, wear a smile within, and you'll be surprised how it will show up on the outside. Back to you, Jamie.
Right. That's so true. Smile on the inside despite the pain you may feel inside, and it is. If you smile, you're going to generally bring out that smile. You're going to generally bring out that joy in you. But if you don't, that, you know, the choice is up to you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to tell you you must have a wonderful attitude every single day, and when you get up, no, we're not here to tell you that. We're here to say, even though you wake up one way, doesn't mean you have to go through your day grumpy and tired and, oh my goodness, I wish they would just go somewhere and sit down, you know. You know, you don't have to do that, you know, because one of the things I learned is sometimes creating more effective with your attitude is you know, I deal with kids a lot. So, you know, they're once in a while, you know, they get a little rowdy, they get a little nasty. But a lot of times my 4-year-old, he's always, you know, hi, how you doing? Even though yesterday he had a fever, you know. And he was kind of, you know, off, but he was still. He still went in the playroom and he played, despite of how he felt, because he had a little slight fever. But he still, in spite of how he felt, he still said, oh, I'm going to still go play. He didn't eat a lot, you know, but he still said, you know what, I'm going to go play anyway. You know, I don't feel that great. I don't feel that wonderful. But I'm going to do it despite how I feel. And that's sometimes how we have to keep on going, you know, despite of the cold and, you know, well, I suggest if you have a cold to stay home. But if you have allergies, try the best way to get through your day is to drink and to keep yourself hydrated with water. And try and smile, you know. Sometimes we got to turn some things around. We can't always, you know, focus on the negative, you know. And that's what I have to say about your attitude. Your attitude is everything. Activating your attitude. Activating to the best of your ability, regardless of the situation, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of how people just talk down to you, you know. Oh, my God, I didn't like the way you did this, and I don't like the way you did that. But you say, okay, well, sorry, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, you know, unless I revise it, you know. Some people just are negative to the T, but you still got to keep on moving forward. And say, you know, I'm going to do it anyway, you know, despite the darkness. So what do you have to say? Any last words? We're almost out of time already. But, Arnie, what do you have to, what other things do you have to say about attitude?
I would say learn from a 4-year-old. You just said it. Learn from a 4-year-old. 4-year-old, despite of the circumstance, was able to be active. And the first part of activating is what? Act. In order to activate anything, you have to be active. So able to bounce back because he activated what he had. He wanted to go ahead. He had a goal. His goal was to play. And he did not allow the circumstances around him to change his attitude towards play. He went ahead and he was active and able to play and accomplish what he sought out to do, and that was, I'm 4, and 4-year-olds play, I'm not going to allow this fever or anything else to stop me. That's a lesson that we as adults have learned. Are we letting the small things stop us from achieving our goals? Just a question of thought. That's it.
That's a good question. Are we holding ourselves back from achieving the goal? I would say sometimes yes. You know, there are. I just read, I was on Facebook, and I was scrolling through. I always scroll through Facebook, and there was this one woman who said she had fear. And, you know, to pray for her because she has fear. She has worry. And I put on the bottom, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear. We have, you know, sometimes we fear, oh, my God, if I'm so positive, what will people think of me? Well, not really. If you're positive and stay positive, then guess what? The negativity should go away. I try and be more positive, smile anyway, go through the situation. I don't care how negative a person is. And say, and because some people do. I just had a friend of mine. Last Tuesday, it was just a week ago. I don't know what it is about Tuesdays. You know, sometimes the most negative people will call me and say, hey, well, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. And I'm like, oh, okay. Give it to me raw. Give it to me real. but I'm still going to have a positive attitude, a positive going personality, because that's what I am. That's what I'm doing. I'm learning and I'm developing myself. So whether you want to be a part or not, I'm saying God bless you. Have an awesome day. You know, some people come to me. I remember in the mall, you know, when I was working in the mall, and said, well, she's got this nasty attitude. Can you get your manager? I was like, sure. Anything else I can help you with? You know? And that would be the highlight of the day, because they're so negative, they're so raw, they're so, well, what do you need? You know what I mean? Instead of saying, how can I help you? How can I help you? That is such a better way of putting things, and you got to learn how to activate your thought process and your attitude. Your attitude. So, Irene, how can we get in touch with you if we need to talk more about our attitude and get your book?
Yes, Jamie. If you want to talk more about attitude, Fear was my friend for a while, but if you want to talk more about your attitude, I'll talk about that later. You can reach me at www.arlenefranswet.com, and in the comment section, just then shoot me over a comment and say, listen, I'd just like to connect with you. Or you certainly may email me at arlenefranswet@gmail.com. Back to you, Jane.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Arlene, I want to thank you for joining me. We will get back to each other when we can. It's going to be a crazy day today, too. But keep your attitude up. Keep your attitude together and get that rest. Hopefully you can get a nap in before things occur. Take a little short nap at your desk.
I am so ready.
Well, I want to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining me for another Jamie's Journal, Activating Your Attitude. And on Friday, we will be back with another activation moment. But also, this Thursday, I'm going to hang out tonight, but Thursday at 10 a.m., hopefully I won't be changing the time. I will be helping another friend of mine. She will be on the show. She'll tell you more about what she has in store for you. So, Arlene, I'll be on tomorrow at 10 and on Friday. So if you'd like to join us, you are more than welcome to join us on tomorrow at 10 a.m. Ladies and gentlemen, go out there today and make it happen on Activating Your Attitude. Thank you, and God bless. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m.